What if you are capable of so much more? Make no little plans. They have no magic to stir men's blood and probably in themselves will not be realized. Make big plans. Aim high in hopes and work, remembering that a noble logical diagram once recorded will never die. But long after we are gone, will be a living thing asserting itself with ever-growing intensity. This is a quote by Daniel Burnham. Henry Dreyfuss chose this quote to close his book, Designing for People. As one of the founders and most well-known practitioners of industrial design, Dreyfuss lived out this quote not simply in words or speech, but in his actions, as evidenced by what he left to the benefit of us all. A pioneer in human factors engineering and human-centered design, Dreyfuss is indirectly, and in many cases directly, responsible for the usability of many products we use in our everyday lives. The comfort and ease we enjoy is the result of the creativity, drive, and relentless hard work of designers such as Henry Dreyfuss. He lived out this quote with his big plans and determination to aim high in hopes and work. As designers, engineers, and creators today, we should take this quote from Daniel Burnham to heart. There is much truth packed into this short quote. How often do we tame our goals and passions, reducing them to small, quote, achievable plans, only to never actually achieve them? Why do we deprive ourselves of the adventure that lies in the development of big plans? In many different ways, some subtle and some not so subtle, the culture and society we find ourselves in deprives us of the purpose and meaning which are a direct result of having a noble, yet difficult to achieve, vision for our lives. Media thrives on the negativity. They report the world is on the brink of destruction from overpopulation, climate change, disease, sickness, and war. Everywhere you look, there is a story of violence, waste, and despair. Visionaries with an optimistic view of the future are degraded as foolish or publicly defamed and mocked. Those who are actually building something for the benefit of humanity, designing a better future, are nitpicked and demonized. All of this for clicks, for sowing outrage and interest. But what is the cost? The cost is a generation making, quote, little plans, and not even accomplishing those. The cost is the loss of a dream, the loss of purpose and meaning. To even be able to begin making big plans, one must first have faith that big plans are worth making. You must believe the betterment of humanity is worth dedicating your life to, and that a dedication of your life is capable of creating such betterments. This requires faith because you don't know for certain it is true, or if you are capable of it. Yet, what if it is, and what if you are? Does that thought not stir your blood? Is there not a certain magic in even asking such a question that fills you with hope, determination, courage? Design can be used to make money and to serve yourself. This is a fact. Many skilled designers are content with this goal. But design is capable of so much more. As an organized approach to solving complex problems, design can be applied to the most difficult challenges facing humanity today. Clean drinking water, reduction of waste, renewable forms of energy, and even civil political discourse are all achievable. But the designers of these solutions will be those who are willing to make big plans, aim high in hopes and in work, and it is the work they do that will never die, but long after they are gone will be a living thing, asserting itself with ever-growing intensity. I'll end this short essay with the last sentence of the original quote by Daniel Burnham. Let your watchword be order and your beacon beauty.